Good day, everybody. Welcome back. This is Tommy, the Clavinadian EMT. Thank you. Thank you very much. And this, of course, is my co-host, Mr. Heibu. Heibu-chan, nandesuka? Yeah, he's being kind of quiet. That's cool. So today's episode, I kind of wanted to poke fun at myself and go over some of injuries and illnesses that I've had as part of the job or on the job. Now, I can laugh at these because they happen to me. And, you know, they say comedy is tragedy that happens to other people. So this is funny because it happened to me, not you. But, so I'll go over some of the injuries and some of the illnesses I've picked up being a first responder. Now, if you're going to become a first responder, keep in mind, I mean, think about it. You're going to be going into assisted living places. You're going to be going into schools. You're going to be going into homes, hoarder houses. You're going to be going into funky places. You're going to get injured. You're going to get sick. Now, I'm not talking firefighting. I'm talking just going in to patch a person up that, you know, sliced themselves on a glass table or is having difficulty breathing just by being there. So, anyhow, a few things that have happened to me over the years. This was bad. It was bad. It sucked. But we got called to guy had cardiac arrest while he was working out one of these several million dollar mansions. And his workout room was like the top of, a third floor, top of the stairs, back the furthest back room, really narrow hallways. And we're doing CPR. We load the guy up onto a poles and canvas, we call it, or a litter, they called them in World War II. You've probably seen European soccer player guys being hauled around on these things and then falling off. And that is hilarious, of course. Anyhow, so this guy had all kinds of, the patient had tons of equipment on him. And he was very large guy, very tall, large man, like lurch-looking dude. And he had a Lucas device pounding away on him and a monitor, the paramedics monitor, oxygen tank. Collectively, we're probably looking at 500 pounds on this thing. So we got four guys, one on each, one each took a handle. And we're trying to weave through this narrow hallway. And by the time we got down to the end of the hallway, I was pretty gassed trying to carry this guy. I think we all were. And then we had to carry the guy down all these stairs. And, everyone's checking each other. You all right? You all right? And, of course, like an idiot, I said, yeah, I'm all right. There were plenty of people there that could have taken my place, but I just felt like I actually did feel all right. But we start carrying the guy down the stairs, and I turned a little bit sideways, and I felt this lightning bolt go like right through my back, up to my shoulders. And I knew that I had torn some thin muscle. The guy's wife was at the bottom of the stairs while we were carrying him out to the ambulance. And I was in so much pain, I could hardly even see straight. But I'm like, I am not going to drop this guy in front of his wife. So we made it out to the ambulance, and they said, hey, I need a firefighter to go with us. And, of course, I go, I'll go. My plan was to go with them, and because we were going to the ER, obviously, with this guy. I wanted to go to the ER, too, because I felt pretty damaged. A lot of pain, something was going on. So we took the guy in, and I just kind of leaned against the wall and slid down and called a nurse over and said, I need help when we got to the hospital. So not sure about the patient, but things turned out pretty well for me. I ended up having to go on light duty for a little while doing some rehab, you know, which sucks because I hate any kind of rehab. I hate physical rehab. I haven't had the other kind of rehab. So, anyhow, another time me and a partner got called to a patient's house who had got up in the middle of the night to use a bathroom. Had fallen, and we asked if we could transport them to the hospital. They got very angry and said no, told us to all go away, so we all went away. 3 hours later, we get called back to the same patient who had completely, literally shit the bed everywhere. You know, and this was a very sick person, too. It ended up being a CPR call. But me and my partner, God bless her, we climbed over the sheets, all covered in poop. Poop. I got him trained to poop on cue. Ooh, don't, not now. That was just a test. But after the patient was whistled away to the emergency room, me and my partner were out in the front yard, you know, trying to rub our shoes off in the grass and our hand, you know, trying to get cleaned up because we got quite a bit of shit on us, trying to help this patient out. And very gingerly made our way back to the station, scrubbed ourselves down, took a shower, not together. Don't start rumors. I need my pension. She married. Anyhow. Put on a new change of clothes. A few days later, I'm in the hospital for 4 days with norovirus. I was so sick, and I had IVs hooked up to me, and my partner must have a better immune system because she did not get it, or she did a better job of cleaning herself off. But that was really, oh God, that was terrible. Norovirus is a really funky bad thing. I don't recommend it to anybody. No, it's not funny. No, it's not that either. I'm still trying to figure this whole thing out. It's this. That's what you feel like. A bomb just landed on you. And Mr. Habu wouldn't drive me to the hospital, so I had to drive myself. Thanks a lot, buddy. Let you fly out and get your own food. So, nothing funny about that, but, you know, occupational hazard. That's it. I also ended up getting COVID in the hospital for 4 days. So I was in the hospital for 4 days with COVID, with a pulmonary embolism, and with norovirus. It all seems to be 4 days. I don't know. Coincidence? I don't think so. So, yeah, I got COVID. And no big deal. Everyone got COVID. You know, but I got so sick with COVID, I literally had to slink down a bunch of stairs, crawl to the front door, and meet the first responders. And I was very hypoxic. I'd got pneumonia, and I was sick as a dog. Dog, not a bird, a dog. I was sick as a dog, and absolutely miserable, miserable, miserable. And when I called 911, I asked them to not send fire because I didn't want any of it was in my area, and I didn't want any of my guys to get COVID, you know, because it's so unbelievably contagious. And they said, oh, we can't do that. And I'm like, oh, crap. So not only did fire come up, but the chief came out, you know, and I felt terrible. I don't think any of those folks, you know, I stayed far away from them, went to the hospital. I don't remember a ton of the first couple days after that. I just remember asking for fire to be called off. But yeah, so that was a pretty miserable experience. And I can say I've had the long COVID fogginess and everything. You know, some people think it's me just being goofy. No, I haven't felt 100%. I mean, I felt good enough to get by. That's for sure. But as far as hitting on all cylinders, no. COVID does a number on you, you know, and some folks, no, some folks, it just beats the shit out of them. You know, I'm one of the lucky ones that apparently it found my brain or something in it. Boy, I was sick as a dog. Dog. There's no dog here. There's crickets. Yeah, I get a lot of that. So, another time was hilarious. We had a fire on a school roof. A bunch of roofers left their mops up on the roof because they thought it was going to rain. It did not rain. The sun came out and ignited a fire, which burned through the roof. We had a ladder truck. Long story short, I grabbed an apartment bundle. That's a 100-foot piece of hose to hook up to the end of the ladder, which had a spigot, I guess you'd call it, for applying water to the fire. Luckily, we got to it when it was just starting off. Someone nearby witnessed smoke. Luckily, it was not a school day. So no kids around to evacuate and have that chaos while we're trying to position our apparatus. But I climb up on this ladder, you know, full gear, air tank, the whole deal. Is quite warm, too. I go to throw the bundle off the end, and I go with it. So I just go falling off the end of the ladder, and it was sticking out a ways. So this was a little bit of a fall. Absolutely nothing happened to me. Another hilarious incident because it involved me, and I had kind of forgotten about that. You know, we ended up, it's like I did one of those. I jumped up. I'm good. You know, you okay, man? You know, because it looked like I killed myself, but I didn't. And we took the hose, hooked it up, put the fire out, and everything was cool. So it all worked out. You know, truthfully, I was pretty sore after that, but nothing broke, nothing sprained. No reason to even go to the urgent care or anything. But years and years later, about 5-6 years later, a group of probies were sitting around talking, and they were looking at some of the older apparatus. We don't have that ladder anymore, that ladder truck. And they were looking at it, and they're like, oh, yeah, this is the one, that's the one that Brown fell off of. And I kind of walked up behind him. I said, I did not fall off. I jumped up like James fucking Bond, man. You know, we had to get water. And, you know, so I, of course, that was my take on it. So that was pretty funny. And then twice, I don't know why I've done this. You'd think I would learn after the first time, but I've been in a couple of fires where the handrail was on fire. And I guess just out of habit, I, you know, both of these times the fire had been knocked down somewhat, but the handrail was still smoldering and burning, but the house had been ventilated so we could stand up and walk instead of crawl. This is towards the knockdown of the fire. But both of these houses were, and I remember they were in opposite ends of our district and everything, but yeah, one stair goes down, one stair goes up. So it's just short stairs. But it's coming down from upper level, and like an idiot, I reached down to grab this handrail, you know, because I'm carrying a bunch of crap. And it was burning and smoldering, and it just fell apart in my hand. And I went diving headfirst down to the next flight of stairs, down into the basement, just crunch. And, you know, a few guys are like, oh, shit, are you okay? You know, I remember looking up and just, you know, being in a ton of pain. Again, nothing broken, nothing sprained, just my pride. And I looked up and I said, look out for that fucking handrail, you know. Of course, I had my mask and air tank on, so it sounded like, look out for that fucking handrail, guys. But I did this not once, but twice. I did it at another house, almost identical situation. As my parents have said often, what the hell is wrong with you? So, I was in another fire. These are mostly, actually, they're all fires. Yeah, well, you know, whatever. I'm doing fire stuff today. It's my podcast. Right, hey, Boo? Are you cool with that? Yeah, he's cool with it. An outdoor deck with a really high ceiling had caught on fire, wainscoting. Me and a partner were trying to pull the parts of the ceiling down to get some water underneath. And we had our pike poles and we're kind of poking at it and poking at it. And all of a sudden, the entire ceiling, now this is wainscoting, not sheetrock. And this is about 12 feet up. So, you know, we had the 10-foot pike poles and everything. We were poking at it, and we had all our gear on, and there was, you know, fire coming out from a couple different places and quite a bit of smoke. And all of a sudden, the entire ceiling, I don't know, it's probably 10 by 20, this wainscoting. And it just came down on us. The whole thing, it was, again, I love to use the word cartoonish. It came down, and him and I both saw it coming down, and we both got down, took a knee, and put our arms up. It must have been training or instinct. And the wainscoting folded over us, and like we were, you know, like sitting in a tent or something. And, you know, like the scene from the Blues Brothers where they get blown up by that RPG by, I think it was Carrie Fisher. And the Blues Brothers get out from this pile of bricks and just walk away like nothing happened. Me and my partner just kind of stand up slowly, look at ourselves, look at each other, and give each other the thumbs up, and then just keep pulling down the subroofing. There's some plywood that it the wainscoting fell on. Anyhow, that I thought that was really funny. That's, I mean, obviously it sucked that this person's house had but it was outdoor fire and smoke damage. It never entered the house, but and me and my partner ended up not being hurt. But it just looked really bizarre and funny. Like we got enveloped in this big chunk of wood that was on fire. And yeah, we ended up doing okay. Had another episode. We were doing a live burn, and when a house can fill up with water, it can compromise the flooring. You know, if water starts pulling, water's heavy stuff, you know, 8.37 pounds per gallon. So this officer had me take a Halligan. Now, this isn't a fire, so this is a deliberate, it's called a live burn, where once a year at least we have to light a house on fire that's donated and go in and put it out, light it, put it out, light it, put. But this floor, it was a wood floor, and it filled up with water, and we were afraid it was going to collapse, you know, plus we were standing on it. So the captain had me take the pointy part of the Halligan and make a drain, which I thought was really genius. So I took this Halligan, and I'm swinging it as hard as I can, putting holes in the floor. And, you know, sure enough, the water is draining right through there, you know, taking away a bunch of weight. But as I was swinging it, part of the Halligan caught on to my mask, hooked up to my SCBA, you know, my breathing apparatus, and ripped my mask off. You know, so I'm in this smoky hot room with my mask, you know, goes flying off. You know, I don't know. Well, it came off and around, because it's tied on with a bunch of rubber things. Anyhow, not important, but I was like, oh shit. Now we'd learn how to deal with this if your mask comes off, whatever. Put it back on, open up this valve that blows all the smoke and crap out. And if you puke in it too, it's the same thing. You can survive that. But guys have actually died from puking in their mask. And I've had, you know, I haven't puked, but I've had dry heaves and everything from being overheated at calls. So it's a real thing. A lot of guys do it. It's hard, heavy work, and it's hot and lousy. But I actually did a PowerPoint presentation on how to survive puking in your mask. I did get a degree in fire science. I'm a scholar. But and the maneuver, I can't remember the name of it, but it was named after a guy from Kansas City fire department that had died aspirating after he puked in his mask. So it's a real danger to puke into your mask. Nothing funny about that. Nothing good about that. But if you talk to firefighters, I think plenty of them have. And you got to learn how to do it, how to deal with it, and train. And I know there's fire departments that will open a can of cream of mushroom soup, pour it into their mask, put it up to their face, and learn how to deal with puking in your mask. So as gross as that sounds, you know, it beats the hell out of becoming a Mayday and falling down dead. You know, so I think the last story is it's more of a testament of the hazards of firefighting. 10% of line of duty deaths are during training. Now I'm on the State Honor Guard. So I do an awful lot of solemn ceremonies and color guard, so you know, presenting the colors and things like that. It's a part of my job. I really enjoy being in the Honor Guard. I think it's super. I don't enjoy it in. Oh, dude, he just pooped on me. He never does that. He's telling me to wrap it up. Are you telling me to wrap it up? Yeah, well, joys of having a bird. Anyhow, but I do enjoy solemn ceremonies. I think it's important to honor the people that have served. And I can't even count the funerals I've been to. And again, I've been to other ceremonies that were huge, where we presented the colors for the event and stuff like that, and Memorial Day events and things. So it's that's another aspect of being a first responder firefighter, is you can join the Honor Guard. And every year there's training that goes on at the local National Guard camp weekend to, you know, get our skills back up to snuff. So, but I was on a training one time. We were flowing water, no big deal. We're out in a parking lot. We're in the prone position. We're laying down. We got one vet and one probie. And I was a vet laying alongside a probie. And then there's a probie to the left of me with another vet to the left of him. All of a sudden, and we were bringing the hoses up to full pressure, you know, which is like having about a 200-300-pound guy leaning on you as hard as he can or she can. I guess he, guy. So, one of the probies to my left lost control of his hose. It swung around, and I caught it just out of the corner of my eye and jumped over and covered my probie so he wouldn't get hit, because I know that stream is like getting hit by a sledgehammer. And it was. It hit me right in the side of the head. Tore my helmet off. And it literally, I'm lucky I didn't rupture my eardrum or anything. It literally just about snapped my head off. It was that powerful of a stream. So it's a good thing they don't use those for crowd control or civil unrest anymore. There'd be a lot of people with broken necks. So that's it. Just wanted to lighten things up a little bit today. Talk about some of the silly things that have happened to me. My motto is nothing bad can happen to me. You know, I tell myself that, you know, if anyone's like, oh, aren't you worried about getting hurt you know, of course I am. But on the other hand, I just tell myself, you can't get hurt. Nothing bad can happen to you. Maybe that's denial, and it gives me the, maybe diluted, bravery I need to go into some of these situations. But also, you know, the training does that more than anything. But I honestly, in my heart of hearts, feel like I am not going to get hurt doing that job. I could get hurt walking across the street or doing something else. But I think as far as EMT work or firefighting, I guess I have got hurt, but I haven't got hurt bad. Most of the time, I end up just crashing and burning, and it looks terrible, and I get up, and I'm just fine. I just have the ability to take falls and walk away. I'm lucky. So, anyhow, so that's some of my silly stories, and we'll see you next time. Remember, take care of yourselves and take care of each other. Thank you. I appreciate anyone that views any of these, by the way. It really means a lot to me. I enjoy doing this quite a bit. And Mr. Habu does, too. Thanks, buddy. See you next time.